In today's podcast, I'm going to be speaking about, is it possible to target fat loss to specific body parts? So by the way, if you're new to this podcast, I'm Ross. I'm a personal trainer and I do this for a living. I've been a personal trainer for about, 16, 15 years, something like that. And I deal with this most of the time, and it's a really common question people ask me, because they come into the gym and a lot of people want to lose weight and they want to tone up and stuff like that. And they're there to be right, I want a quick fix, how do I lose weight? But in particular, I want to lose weight just here. And they'll point to a certain part of their body. Now, my mind just goes, all right, here we go again. So we have to educate people about targeting different parts of the body regarding weight loss. So is it possible just to lose weight from a certain part of your body? This is what they're referring to when they ask, can I lose it from my arm? Can I lose it from the back of my leg? Can I lose it from my bum? And I know it's quite a desirable thing to say, like, I really just want to do exercises to work the backs of my arms because that's where all the fat is stored. Now, I'm going to speak about this in depth quite a bit, because in this podcast, I'm discussing if it is even possible to burn fat in a certain area. Is there certain exercises which will work? Can you even do it? Or does it just go from anywhere at once? So I'm going to start off just by talking about what is spot reduction. Now, spot reduction means basically targeting a certain part of your body to lose weight from or to lose body fat from. So for example, you could point to the back of your arm, where especially in females, they always say to me they want to lose weight from there. This is another word for, can I spot reduce the weight from this part? So the theory of spot reduction has been promoted in the health and fitness world for some time. However, it's one of those things which is a bit dodgy to talk about, or it's that people use it to sell things. So spot reduction is a type of targeted exercise intended to burn fat from a certain part of your body. And as I mentioned, an example would be the back of your leg or your bum or something like that. The theory of targeting specific body parts is actually quite popular, leading to many people focusing on troublesome areas rather than exercising the whole body. So burning fat uses this method, and it can be particularly appealing to those who have had a hard time losing weight in the past, or, you know, they've tried diets and have failed and they want to get results this time by using other methods. So they do turn to spot reduction and trying to just exercise a certain body part. You know, there's countless reasons why people want to lose weight, including, you know, it can improve their health and reduce the risk of chronic disease like heart disease and diabetes. So I understand the reason for it. You know, some people tend to carry excess weight, and while others only want to lose a little bit of weight in certain areas. So things like gender, age, genetics and lifestyle also play obviously a role in weight gain and the accumulation of the stubborn areas of the body fat. So it's one of these things that I'm going to speak about. So in summary, the spot reduction is, you know, promoted as a way to reduce fat stores in certain areas through targeted exercise. So is spot reduction possible? Although, you know, targeting fat loss in certain areas of the body would be ideal, the theory of spot reduction has not been proven effectively at all by scientific studies, which is what I tell a lot of my clients. So we're getting down to the the heart of the question. Is it possible? Pretty much no, it's not. And I know, speaking just from my own personal view with clients, it's, you have to really speak to them. And sometimes it, with clients, they don't really take in what you're saying. They sort of ask a question and they're going to do what they want anyway. So the main one I get is, I want to lose belly fat, so I've been doing 100 crunches per day. So that makes sense to me, because they're thinking, the thinking behind it is, my belly fat is obviously at the front, the middle of my body, and I've got your abs, ab muscles underneath. So if I do loads of crunches in that area, it's going to burn fat from my belly. And unfortunately, that is not proven scientifically to work. There's quite a few studies, actually. I've found some here. So, for example, one study in 24 people who only completed exercises targeting the abdominals for 6 weeks found no reduction in belly fat. Another study that allowed that followed 40 overweight obese women for 12 weeks found that resistance training of the abdominals had no effect on belly fat loss compared with dietary intervention alone. So they've actually done quite a few studies on it. A study focusing on the effectiveness of upper body resistance training had a similar results. This 12-week study included 104 participants who completed a training program that exercised only their non-dominant arms. I was interested. Research found that although some fat loss did occur, it was generalized to the entire body, not just the arm being exercised. That's really interesting. And, you know, several other studies have resulted in similar findings, concluding that spot reduction is not effective for fat burning in certain areas of the body. So, you know, it shows that, you know, it's not just someone's opinion. They have done a lot of studies on it. And it makes absolute sense to me. I'm not surprised. So in answer to, you know, the questions here, it's about doing full body exercises. Your body's going to burn fat from pretty much where it wants. And you cannot target where it comes from. Now, the difference between spot fat reduction and targeted toning, I'm going to talk about. So although you can't really target where you burn fat from, which is called spot reduction, you can, however, tone a certain area. So don't get confused about between fat loss and toning. The fat loss cannot really be pinpointed or spot reduced to a certain area, but muscle toning can. You can actually exercise one part of your body and tone that part of your body to a certain extent, actually. So, for example, if you're doing bicep curls, you know, or tricep extensions, you can tone just your arms. So it's not the same as spot reduction on body fat. And, you know, so for example, doing loads of ab exercises won't just burn fat from your belly, but it will tone your abdominal muscles. It will tone your abs. So is it worth doing ab exercises if you want to lose your belly fat? Well, yes it is. It is worth doing, but not for the reason to burn belly fat. It's worth doing because it will tone your muscles and your abdominal muscles. Are you going to see a six pack arrive Probably not, depending on your body fat percentage. Generally, if you've got a high body fat percentage, you could do all the crunches in the world and you're not going to see much definition coming from your abdominals, because they may well be getting toned and they may well be increased in size. However, the body fat will be hiding it, if that makes sense. So in order to get the definition on your muscles, you have to combine that with a very good eating plan. Eating plan is a very important part of weight loss. Do not underestimate it at all. If you underestimate how important your eating is, you will very, very rarely get results. It's the old saying, you can't out-train a bad diet, and it's so true. You could go to the gym every day of the week and not see any results if your diet is not good, or your eating is not good. There's ways you can obviously reduce fat and tone in problem areas. Although you cannot spot reduce, the best exercises for overall fat reduction, they include like cardiovascular exercise, such as running, cycling, and use large muscle groups, has been proven to be effective at getting some calories burnt. And high intensity interval training, or HIIT, is also another option. That involves short periods of exercise immediately followed by recovery. And that there's been quite a few studies to suggest that's better than burning calories and just steady state exercise. But don't underestimate the whole body exercises. Instead of focusing on one area of your body, whole body exercises like burpees or have been shown to burn the calories as well. But remember, strength training is very important. Weight loss, you want to really, really get strength training in as much as you can, and cardio maybe not as much. I would suggest that the strength training could be possibly more important than cardio. However, cardio is a little bit important as well. But just try and do whole body exercises as much as possible and not targeting just one area if possible.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, quick question for you. Are you someone who wants to be fit, healthy, and happy? And what if I told you you could get your dream body by simply just listening to a podcast? I'm Josh.
And I'm KG, and we are the hosts of the Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast.
Listen, we get it. Fitness isn't easy. Carbs, no carbs.
Just stop, okay? It doesn't have to be that complicated. And that's why we made this podcast. We get straight to the facts so you can become your best you.
So the way to check us out is click the link in the show notes or go search Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast on any of the major podcast platforms. We'll see you soon.
But I mean, the key to trying to lose body fat is really control your portions. I'm going to run through a few here that will help. So if you control your portions, portion sizes in check, that will really help your weight loss. Fill up on fiber, limit your processed foods and added sugars. And also the old saying, eat protein-rich foods. Protein helps you keep fuller for longer. You get a thermic effect from protein, so you burn more calories digesting it. So if you are thinking, and I hope this is sort of clearing it up a little bit for you, if you are thinking that, you know, I'm going to do, you know, you may want to lose weight from around your hips or your bum or something like that, don't get bogged down in doing loads of glute exercises for your bum and loads of, I mean, you get a lot of people in the gym using the hip abductor and hip abduction. You may have seen it in the gym. It's a machine you sit on and you squeeze your legs open and close. You may know the one I'm talking about. Hip abductor and abduction. You can normally do it both ways. You can push out and pull in. And a lot of people use that because they want to, especially females, I'd say, because they want to tone their legs. And they want to burn fat from their legs. Now, they're not completely wrong. It may be toning their legs, but however, certainly won't be burning fat from that area. Your body will burn fat from wherever it likes. It normally goes from your neck, your face, sometimes your hands, And normally the places you have the most fat, which is around people's bellies or the hips or the bum, that's the bit that doesn't go, or you can't see it's going, because it is going a bit from there, but it's also going from other places. And of course, if you've got the most, the part that has the most fat in your body, that's the bit you're going to notice the least, because there's more stores of fat there. So it makes sense that you think, oh, things aren't working, I'm not losing weight. Or, you know, I am losing weight, but I'm not losing it where I want it to go from. That's just how it is. You can't, doing all the bum exercise in the world isn't going to burn fat from your bum. It will tone it, it will tone the muscle, but it won't burn. And there's been loads and loads of studies to back that up. So another one I see is people doing, you know, loads of press ups, especially men, in order to tone the chest, or they do chest presses because it's a bit not toned and stuff like that. And again, that could be body fat issue. A very good diet. So if you are going to the gym and you're targeting certain areas, you can, because you think you're burning fat from there, and it, you know, hopefully I've explained that you need to change up what you're doing. And what I would suggest you do is just go for the full body approach. So instead of doing loads of exercise of your bum or your legs or wherever you want to do it, just forget that and do a whole body approach, and just do some strength training or exercise that do your whole body. So you may do some exercise of your legs, do some of your upper body and your midsection. Even if you don't particularly want to tone your legs, or even if you don't want to tone your upper section, you want your belly to reduce down more, do it all anyway, because it will burn calories from everywhere. It will burn fat from everywhere. And the bigger the muscle group, the more calories you tend to burn. So if you're doing strength training for your legs, they're big muscles, they burn a lot of calories. Don't worry that you're not really bothered about your legs and you want it to go from your belly. Do your legs anyway, because it will be helping reduce belly fat. Do your upper body, do back exercises and chest exercises. And of course you can throw in some abdominal exercise as well. It's not going to hurt. But just get away from thinking I just need to exercise this one part of my body. Do the whole lot and you'll get the results. You'll get, your body will be reducing the fat from everywhere. Now, the most important thing I've mentioned is your eating. Obviously, if you're overeating and you're putting on weight, it's not going to help you trying to reduce belly fat. Obviously, I mean, that's obvious. So make sure you are not overeating. And very simple ways, some of the ones I mentioned before, portion control, cut out the processed foods, and try and increase your protein intake. Don't overcomplicate it, okay? If you are eating snacks and junk food, reduce them down. Reduce them down, because they are reducing probably your sugar intake and your overall calorie intake per day. You can get as complicated as you want, but being complicated isn't necessarily any better. If you keep it simple, your body doesn't know you're following a complicated plan. Your body just knows it's having a reduction in calories. So like, your body doesn't care what book you're reading or what diet plan you're following. So don't worry about it. Keep it simple. The main thing is you're not taking on more calories than your body needs per day. Okay? If you're taking on more calories than your body needs, it's generally going to store it as fat, and that's when you increase your weight. There's a thing called maintenance calories. You may have heard this. Your maintenance calories is what your body requires each day to stay at the same weight. It is affected by how much activity you do. It's normally your maintenance be increased slightly. If you don't do anything, your maintenance calories, you know, if you haven't got a job that you move much, your maintenance calories generally be a bit lower. You can find any calculator online that will give you a rough idea. But let's say, for example, your maintenance calories is 2,000 per day. So if, let's choose me. If I wanted to stay the same weight, I would take on my maintenance calories, which is 2,000 calories per day. That would mean I wouldn't gain weight, I wouldn't lose weight. I would stay the same. So if I was 11 stone, I should theoretically stay 11 stone. If I want to increase my weight, I would increase my calories maybe to 2,500 a day. So that's 500 more than my body needs. And of course, if I'm not using it, that's when I start putting on weight. Now, the other end of it is if I want to reduce my body fat down. So I know my maintenance calories is 2,000. So I would need to go below 2,000 a day in order to start reducing my belly fat or your body fat down. So most people tend to go down maybe 400 calories per day, 500 calories per day. But, and the big but is, you don't have to do that every day. You can overeat one day and just eat less the next. So, for example, if you overeat over a few days and you took in 1,000 calories more over 2 days you needed, the next few days you could reduce down even more to make up for the 1,000 calories you went over. So, in other words, as long as you're, end of the week, the figures is what it should be, it doesn't matter really how you got there. You could technically do intermittent fasting for half a day, or 16, 17, 20 hours a day, and reduce your calories down that way. Then eat more in the evening if you've saved some calories up. It's called calorie cycling, and it's something that a lot of people do. And what it allows you to do, it takes the pressure off, so you don't think you have to be in a calorie deficit every day. If you're going out for a meal, or you think you're going to take on more than your maintenance calories, so you're thinking, well, my maintenance calories is 2,000, but tomorrow I'm going out, I'm probably going to take on 3,000 calories. I'm probably going to take on 1,000 calories more than I need to. That's fine. So over the next 2 days, just reduce your calories down by 500 to make up for the 1,000 you overate. And that's the way of doing it. And it allows you to be a bit flexible. It allows you to make up the extra calories you've added on other days. Just be stricter other days. And if you constantly go under your calories by more than 500, that means that you can eat a bit more in a few days. If your maintenance calories is 2,000 a day, so that's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, that's 14,000 calories in 7 days. If you're going under that, then just do that and make sure the figures add up at the end of the week. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be 500 a day. Mix it up. Give yourself a bit of flexibility. And that is the key to losing the body fat. It's not doing millions of crunches. Belly fat will go on a reduced calorie plan or a calorie deficit. And I know I spoke a bit, I've gone into a bit about weight loss there. And it is about, does spot reduction work? But I think it ties in with this, because obviously spot reduction doesn't work from what we've discussed. So the thing that does work is a calorie reduction. But I say, just remember, don't be too strict on yourself. You don't have to be in a reduction of 500 per day. You can add up or make it up another day if you go wrong. Do a reduction of 1,000 calories one day if you've gone over. So you have a strict day because you've had a bad day, so you have a strict day the next day. It's up to you. It does work, though. It really does work. So next time you're in the gym, just think about what you're doing. 90% of people want to lose weight from their belly, their bum, their legs, and the backs of the arms. And they're straight in doing all the bum exercises they can think of, all the arm exercises they can think of, because they're like, oh, that's where I'm burning fat from. That is not the case, and you are wasting your time if you're doing that, okay? As harsh as that sounds, you are wasting your time, and I don't want you to waste your time in the gym. Go for full body exercises, do legs, do arms, chest, back, do everything, and it will burn, the fat will burn from everywhere. And that's probably as clear as I can say it, and I hope this made some sense. I know I've probably waffled on quite a bit like I normally do, but this is how I talk in general. So I hope I sort of got got my point across. You cannot spot reduce where you lose weight from. There's a lot of evidence to suggest that. So, quite frankly, don't waste your time. Anyway, I think I've covered that. Well, thanks for listening. If you've made it this far in the podcast, you're obviously interested in weight loss. Have a look around the other podcasts on my channel. I talk about nearly every subject I talk about is weight loss. And if you're interested in seeing more, you can subscribe to the podcast. There's plenty more coming up. And by the way, if you are interested in seeing more stuff about this, you can join the free Get Fit Lose Weight podcast Facebook group. It's a private group. I'll leave the link in the show notes. Just click on it and I'll accept you in, and there's loads of stuff there about weight loss that you see me. I do like video podcasts. And as I say, it's completely free. Just click on the link and you can just join. You got a request to join and I'll accept you in. It's a private group. There's just over 1,100 people in the group now, so it's doing really well. And you can also interact, so you can ask me any questions or send me a message if you want to know anything or you want me to do a podcast on anything in particular. Anyway, I'll leave it there. Thanks for listening and I'll see you next time.